Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
Hey, what's going on there, pal?
We saw you at the hockey game on.
Do I know you guys?
I'm Ryan Whitney. I got a drink named after me.
Not a big deal.
Pink Whitney? That's what I thought. See you, fellas.
I invented the thing, you pigeon.
Pink Whitney for legendary moments.
All right, welcome to the Rundown. It is sponsored by Game Time. They provided the tickets to the game where Avery dropped a big-time foul ball. Super embarrassing. Nobody show that clip of Avery embarrassing himself. Thanks to Game Time. This is the exclusive ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. Game Time is a new ticketing app that makes it easier than ever to score the best deals on tickets to sports, concerts, and shows. Game Time is the only place to get last-minute tickets at the lowest price. All your ticketing dreams are possible with the Game Time app, like attending Game 6 tonight. Game 6 tonight. Game Time app. It's never too late to get tickets. The purchase process takes just 2 taps and 10 seconds. Once you buy your tickets, they're delivered directly to your phone. No printer needed. The app also allows you to easily share tickets with friends via text so you can get to the game seamlessly. Download the Game Time app, go to the account tab, create a login, redeem the code RUNDOWN, $20 off your first ticket. That's pretty damn good, off your first purchase. Terms apply. Download Game Time, last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Some of those basically last minute baseball tickets, you're basically getting in for free.
They're amazing. Yeah, there's awesome deals to be had.
They also sent the KFC crew to Wrigley the other night.
I've actually had serious FOMO watching all the places people have been going.
I've been to the Final Four. I owe Game Time my life.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great spot.
Very cool. Very nice. Game Time app, number one, biggest game of the night. We got the Celtics against the Warriors. Game 6 in Boston. I mean, the Celtics fell apart at the end of the last game. It was so demoralizing the way that went down. If any of the taste of that is still in them, I don't think they can pull it out. What do you guys think?
Well, you're the basketball. Yeah,
I'm the basketball. There's going to be balls bouncing all over that court tonight. There's going to be people throwing them towards a basket.
Especially the Warriors, according to Jack Mack.
Especially the Warriors. Whoa, yeah.
I think it's probably going to go 7, weirdly. But the Warriors have looked better, while also at times looking like shit. It's been a very weird, kind of ugly series, would you agree?
Yeah.
Not necessarily like close games.
Inconsistent.
Yeah, I think Dave in the building definitely helps. Boston helps. Everybody kind of wants it to go 7. It will be interesting to go 7. I do think the championship pedigree, like Steve Kerr maybe pulls out the Michael Jordan trick of, hey, we're only packing. Well, now it's a bad reference because it's two.
He said we're going to Boston to win the game.
Yeah. The old reference, when it used to be 2-3-2, was that Jordan famously said before game 6, like, I'm only packing one suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we ain't out here for multiple nights. But yeah, I think the Warriors want to get it done. It's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a very, very tough game.
Yeah. Do we know, is Dave going to this game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to be, do we know if he's sidelines or?
Yeah.
I would, yeah.
He ain't. Location.
Yeah.
He ain't in the booth.
Be good. I don't know. I just feel like the way they fell apart, the Celtics fell apart at the end of the last one, just kind of, it was an energy. It was a Babadook vibe. I don't know. So.
You're going back home now. I like the Celtics to push to 7.
Robert, yeah, I think Wiggins for a double-double and the Warriors to win is a very good price.
Yeah. All right, you can that's also get in.
I also been wrong on all of them, so.
You can also get down on the Overs Club. This is a good chance to get the Overs Club jacket. Just throwing that out there, by the way.
$100 bet, opt in, we're opening up membership.
Yeah.
You in?
I'm going to, yes,
place
tonight.
Your bet. I'll take a little blood out of your finger and
all right.
Put you in the club.
Let's answer 3 riddles and then you're in. That's it. Yeah, so topic number 2. George Washington University has decided to retire their nickname, the Colonials, and they're going to replace it with the Hippos.
So that's the first name that's, like, in the lead right now. It's not official yet.
Okay.
But that's what they're going with for now.
The Colonials does seem kind of picturing people in white wigs and just kind of old-timey, dusty, boring. The hippos, I'm thinking hippo mode. Donnie does. Great yep. swim trunks for sale in the Barstool store this summer. I know when I was at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, they got rid of our nickname. I think we were the Indians. They got rid of it, and we became Cherokee the Bear who dressed like a Native American. Oh. And then they finally switched it to, like, the oak trees or something, or the, I forget what they are, the hawks now or something like that. So hopefully this is a smoother process than that.
Yeah, I mean, this could be great for a student section in a basketball game. Like, just go full...
The hippo mode.
Yeah. Full fucking tank.
Yeah.
Hippo behind it. Like, get, you know, give me everything.
I do like the weirder stuff, though. Like, I think it I think people get more excited about it. The peacocks. I was just at the Turtleback Zoo that has the official peacock of the university.
Yeah. Those are just walking around, though.
Those peacocks?
Yeah.
Oh, at the zoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of let them
roll.
I just like the wackier mascot.
Hungry Hungry Hippos giveaways, maybe at a timeout. You have people come in, play Hungry Hungry Hippos. There's a lot that could be done.
Yeah. So.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Yeah, I totally forgot to address the most important thing of this entire rundown. In a crazy fantasy world that no one could ever dream of, you are now commissioner...
In a literal fantasy world.
In a literal fantasy world. Yes. Can you explain to us how the hell did this all come about? Who are you the commissioner of now?
Yes, what's going on? There was the big story a couple weeks ago with Jock Peterson and Tommy Pham. How Pham slapped Jock Peterson, and it was about a fantasy football debt or some type of issue they had with his participation in the league. And it was a huge story, like maybe 3 weeks ago or so. And I guess they asked Mike Trout about it on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. And Dave tweeted that he had been invited to join this league. And so Tommy Pham is out, and I guess Dave has his spot. And they asked, one of Pham's issues was that Mike Trout, he felt, was the worst commissioner in fantasy, like the worst possible commissioner. So Dave said he can find an independent, unbiased commissioner. Someone who doesn't know anything about baseball, but is very strict in the rules.
What and were the exact football? Words he used?
he said he needed a dork to run the league.
Okay.
And he texted me. Dave doesn't text me very often.
Right.
And I responded instantly, and I was 100% in. So
yes.
It all happened very quickly. But I'm excited. It's a you know, probably the most high-profile fantasy football league there is right now.
Yeah.
And... to be clear, I don't know anything about baseball. So I've heard of Mike Trout. I know that he is a very good player.
Right.
I think he's the Philly guy, right? That like goes to the
Eagles. From Jersey.
But yeah. he's like an Eagles fan. He went to the Super Bowl and all that. So I know him from football. But he was also on like the cover of a video game.
Yeah.
Yep. And I know he's a good player and he plays for the Angels. And I don't know any other baseball players, really.
So you're in this group that most people would be blown away to be in, and you're like, I don't know.
Yes, everyone's telling me that, like, Mike Trout is, like, basically Tom Brady of baseball.
Yeah.
Like, historically good, yeah.
Yes.
And, honestly, that's the best person, I think, for the job, then.
You're
pretty unbiased. And I also want to point out some news going around right now. You used a particular GIF to show your excitement about this when the news came out.
Yeah, that was tough timing for sure. So Dave announced officially that I would be the commissioner.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is kind of out of time. I had just gotten home from work. I'm cooking dinner. I'm not necessarily online. So within an hour of that all happening, I guess some charges had come out against Vince McMahon. But in my mind, I had just been named commissioner. What better way to show that I'm going to be enforcing things than, you know, one of the best, Vince McMahon, coming out and doing his little strut walk, only for my comments to be flooded
with
people telling me that he had just gotten in a lot of trouble. So that was absolutely a coincidence and very unfortunate, kind of put a damper on the whole thing. But Yeah, so yeah,
we touched on the Yak. There's a lot of underlying. I don't know. Yeah. He probably gave you a little bit. Like, Yak is an all-timer today. He thought Shane Bieber, who won a Cy Young, was Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Someone in the comments says it was you have 3 million lying around because of the Vince McMahon thing. He didn't connect all the dots. He texts Big Cat, hey, is the buy-in $3 million?
Because I had heard that it was...
Yeah, high stakes.
Knowing
league,
that...
So three, yeah.
I only no, it know makes sense. Who Mike Trout was.
Yeah, it makes
and
sense.
He is 100 of 100, like half a billionaire almost already. $3 million didn't sound like the craziest thing in the world.
Right.
And then we get put on... You know, they just put me to group text, so it's me and Dave, whose number I obviously have, and then... 11 or 12 numbers that I don't have. And so someone says, hey, everybody introduce yourself so Dave and Che can save your numbers.
Yeah.
And one guy just responds, Bieber. So as a guy who doesn't know anything about baseball,
right.
I am thinking the buy-in at this time is $3 million.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. We are really playing with the big boys now. Justin Bieber.
It's like modern day Molly's game.
Che
has walked into.
So, I mean, I did not know, honestly.
The line that I really now loved, I couldn't stop laughing about on the Yak, was when he goes, Stephen Che laid out like 8 different questions. Mm-hmm. And the first line is like, hey guys, have a couple of things. And one of the players, Mike Moustakas, just replies, couple is two. Then they sent a picture of him at the Grand Canyon with like a bad shirt. So they're all in on this.
So everybody, you have all these major
he's got guys going
just
at him.
Roasting the shit out
they're
of
they're all
you.
Razzing me a little bit, but that's okay. I mean, it's been fun. It's an incredible opportunity, so I'm excited for it.
I think you're the perfect guy for it. You're not nervous you're going to lay down the law.
He doesn't know who they are.
I don't know who they are.
Right.
How can he tell if they're a big
that's
deal?
True. That's true.
Yeah, Dave kind of outed me. He took the screenshot that Big Cat tweeted out, and he put it in the group and was like, hey, the guy's name is Shane Bieber. Hey, Shane. Shane thought you were Justin Bieber, FYI. So kind of fended for myself right now, but I think I can take some guff, and I deserve that one for sure.
I walked past his desk. He has an Excel sheet of open dates, all 12. So, like, player X, player A, B, C, all the way down.
Yeah.
Where are the open dates so he can do the draft? You want, I assume, a good commissioner does it live. Are you pushing to have a live draft?
Due to their profession, that's not really possible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, looking at everyone's schedules, off days in baseball are great. Like, you get one and a half a week, basically. Like, you get, you know, 2 every 3 weeks about. So it's pretty tough to find days where they're all open. I went through everybody's schedules to see who is off when, who has day games when, and stuff like that. And I've isolated one day where almost everyone is available, and two people have night games, and then one where a majority are available and a couple people have night games. So we're kicking that around. But, first order of business is just kind of clean things up. But what I've come to realize is these guys are just like buddies, and they talk about fantasy. Like, it's not all about fantasy football. It's just about, like, someone was congratulating
one of the other players.
Another player.
One of the guys.
I mean, that's the best way to say it.
Like,
he doesn't either.
1,500, hits.
Okay.
And,
250 or something like this. A significant number of home runs, I think.
They could say anything in there, and they know it's safe with you because you would have no idea who is
right.
who and what's doing what.
But it's fun. I'm very excited for the opportunity.
I think you should host it at your house if possible. Have everybody over.
I would love to.
Che Hive.
Does the league have a name?
I don't know. I'm getting the bare details.
All right.
Yeah.
What is the buy-in? What is the? Can you say?
I don't want to fully reveal it yet. It hasn't been fully settled. A few numbers have been thrown out. Dave agreed to join on the condition that the buy-in was higher.
Okay. What's the most you guys ever paid to like go into something like that?
I mean, like
a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing crazy.
250, 350. Yeah. Higher or lower?
Around that. It hasn't been finalized. I think.
Okay. Right.
Dave might be looking to throw his weight around a little bit, but
Yeah, but that makes sense. Well, then you got to do. So then, hold on.
Yeah, because I mean, some guys are.
That's an easy number.
If you times it by how many guys in the league.
That's
how much it's worth.
Okay.
So that's not. Right. That's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, the winner's going to get a significant amount.
Okay.
Whatever they decide.
Yeah.
All right.
Hefty amount of money. It's a Brandon Walker salary.
That is a Brandon Walker salary. one of the most beloved, I would argue, one of the most beloved characters in America, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Kind of out of character for what happened here. I
haven't seen this.
Honest to God, I haven't seen this yet. Tom Hanks loses it after fan knocks his wife. shouting back the fuck off. So there he's walking through the crowd. It's a pretty big crowd.
Oh.
I didn't even see. What happened there? Am I an idiot?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I feel like...
Well, he's
or like
he's looking for an autograph or like kind of looking at him and walks right into her.
She got the old that when somebody flat tire, yeah. When somebody hits the back of your shoe and stuff. I can see after a while getting tired of being hounded all the time. And that,
that guy. Rewind the video. The guy in the hat is the one who I think.
You're right. He was real. He looking at him creeping. He is really on top of him.
Look who hits. The guy in the hat.
Guy in the hat.
I don't think he wants any beef with the guy in the hat. And blamed it on the little scrawny kid.
But I do feel like the scrawny kid was being a creep, though. He was like right on top of
definitely.
Him.
Toy Story.
Yeah.
He's got that vein. He looks like that meme with that vein.
Yeah,
hold that
up. Exactly
the meme with the veined out neck
that kid. With the whatever,
that's him.
Yeah. That
but
is...
he definitely doesn't want beef with the guy in the hat.
No. Yeah, there he
is. Yeah, this kid. I mean, this is it's a good pull by me.
Yes. That's exactly what I thought of too.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that is. I don't think Tom Hanks is in the wrong here at all. You probably get so frustrated after a while, you can't go anywhere without people hounding you. That happens to us all the time.
Bieber yelled at somebody like that. You know, he's like, "This is my house." Everyone, it's.
Look at him though.
Yeah.
You do not want the wrath of Tom Hanks.
No.
Of course, this is Pat blogged this one. He's breaking down every single person in this video. yeah, that kid's giving vibes that I. Don't necessarily love. Topic number 5. Did you guys ever go to summer camp as kids?
Camp specific. Basketball camp, football
yeah.
camp. Not like send you away camp. For 8 yeah. weeks.
And like away. Like Bug Juice. Fucking... Remember Bug Juice on Disney when you were a kid? That was the dream. Never did anything.
No, that was, what was the other one? Salute Your Shorts.
Salute Your Shorts.
Donkey Lips.
Yeah, Donkey Lips.
Ugly.
Yeah.
I always wanted to, but then I just got sent to, like, the town library camp. And we would have, like, it's beach day, and we would put down beach towels in the hot parking lot in suburban Philadelphia. It was not a good time. So children at an Alaska summer camp are served floor sealant instead of milk.
How old are these kids?
They seem very young from it. From the article,
like,
at least.
How do you mix those up?
5 to 12, it says.
12 children and 2 adults were served floor sealant instead of milk at a summer camp in Alaska elementary school after an apparent mix-up, school officials said. Several complained of burning sensations in their mouths and throats after drinking foul-tasting liquid. A couple had to go to the hospital. Ages 5 to 12.
That's horrible.
All the food items, including milk from a dispenser, were provided by an outside contractor. They were put on... genuinely no idea how this...
Yeah, but they could lose their license, like...
Yeah, rightfully so. All sorts of crazy shit could happen.
Damn.
You can still get milk from a dispenser in 2022. I feel like if you're hosting a summer camp, you probably have large quantities of milk to give out.
Yeah, like bags of the... Oh, that's what the can looks like that the... But even still, I feel like sealant has such a strong, crazy strong smell, and it's not white. Like, it's not white at all. I don't know how they could possibly mix that up.
Better question, do they sell floor sealant in vending machines?
Yeah, they might.
Like, was it just a mix-up by the kids and they went to
the floor sealant vending machine?
I feel like they don't,
instead.
Right? Like, Home Depot, they have very helpful people Lowe's or wherever.
Yeah.
They have helpful people to...
So I think wherever the boxes with the sealant were stored was also right next to the milk.
Oh, that's
someone. The milk.
In the fridge?
Makes sense.
Also, as a former concessions worker, I will say don't trust the dispensers, for the love of God.
What do you mean by dispensers? Like the
anything where,
hit the thing where the ketchup comes out.
Ice cream machines, ketchup, mustard. I'd be real careful.
Got it.
So you just saying.
Because of what?
Every year, last year, there was a video from a Giants game. A kid goes to use the ketchup thing, and just maggots come out of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it only takes one. They spread so quick. And, like, you think they're clean? How many of those are? You think they're all getting cleaned and they're all getting whatever?
Ugh.
Happy sporting, everyone. That's it for me. You guys got anything else?
No. Overs Club finals.
Overs Club tonight.
U.S. Yeah. Open.
I have been watching the games that Dave is at. And every time, like, there's Dave. There's Dave. There's Hank. There's Dave. There's whatever. So
a pop-up store in Boston.
Oh, yeah. There's a pop-up store in Boston.
Until 9, I think.
Yeah.
Until game time.
Brianna Chicken Fry and O'Malley did a show at, what's the name of it, the Wilbur?
House of Blues.
The House of Blues last night. That was one of the, I think they sold it out.
With Kirk at
the Wilbur, I think.
Yeah, that's awesome. So congrats to them. You got anything else? I'm trying to think.
No, it's
good. Ton of new merch in the store for the 4th of July.
Yep.
Order it now. It is legit good stuff, especially the Zero Block 30 stuff. Just saying.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude,
go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
So, that's
support
that.
Kate.
Support me. That's
wait, run. You got your everything waxed?
Oh, I got my pussy waxed the other day. Can I say that on here? Yeah. Earmuffs. Got my, I'll say it. I'll drop a hard labia on the show. I'm not afraid to say it. Flaps, labia, vagina.
Hey, congrats to getting to 11,000 subscribers.
Yeah, we've been trying to grow our Zero Block 30 YouTube. And I'm going down the Jersey Shore this way. And you can't have strays flying around down there.
Especially not with your history down the Jersey Shore.
Right, yeah. I got knocked up there 2 years ago. I really did. That's literally exactly what happened. And then
I can't say that, but I could throw you the softball.
Yes, and I got knocked up down the shore 2 years ago.
Right.
I'm actually staying in the same house.
All right.
That's weird. This is super weird to say out loud. Anyway, I get waxed every year before I go because I don't want a little cousin looking up from their sandcastle and catching a stray.
Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids Yeah, it's not a. But anyway, so I decided if we gained 1,000 followers on our Zero Block 30 YouTube overnight, that I would do it. I would go live on Instagram and just hold the phone above my head.
Is that as painful as guys might think?
Yes, they say if you get it done all the time, you become it's like a grizzled veteran down there. It's whatever, show me your worst. But I don't.
Okay.
And so I'm like a once twice a year lady. Sue me. Okay, I have a kid now. I just don't care anymore. Once you trick a guy into being with you long term, you don't have to try.
You thought about the lasers?
I mean, it's expensive.
I know. I don't know enough about it.
And it hurts.
Lasers.
Brianna Chickenfry, she posts about it. She's getting lasered right now, and it hurts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to put. But anyway, I did that, and I went live. It actually helped me get through it, reading the people's comments as I got done.
Live.
Were you, laughing? Did the lady have to be, or the guy have to be like?
The guy, no, it was not a guy. Yeah, no, the lady. Explaining it to her was super weird too. Like, hi, I'm gonna hold my phone above my head and talk to people while you're waxing my. And I don't. You remember this sit in college where you have to put your 2 feet together like this?
Yeah.
Like that's what you have to do, and so you were right out there in the open, with some stranger who is in every. Anyway. So that was super weird. I sweat through my shirt and through the paper because of the awkwardness of it and the pain. So.
All right.
That's a run now.
That's a good run now.
Okay. Zero Block 30. Subscribe.
That was good.
Okay.